My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello, and welcome back to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day. It's a Friday morning, getting ready for another weekend. The weather is cooling down, and I think people out in the Southwest are a little happy about that. We're going to be in triple digits on Saturday and Sunday, but for the next, I think, 7 or 8 days, we're down into double digits. And that may not seem like a lot, but let me tell you, the difference between 90 and 95 degrees and 115, it's substantial. And it's like cooking your eggs on a broiler or on a warmed hot plate. Let's just face it, it's hot out here. We're used to it. We choose to live here, and we go through it every year. But we are, I think, this year appreciating the upcoming cooler weather probably more than other times because we had not get our normal monsoon weather out here this year. So it was reflected in a lot of different ways. It didn't cool us down. Everything is much drier. The trees and the grasses out here got a lot. You know, they got it hit pretty heavy this year. Even the dirt down and the arenas at my corrals, I mean, they got hit pretty heavy. It is like a dust bowl out here. So some rain would be welcomed, you know, not flooding, but, you know, a little rain along the way could really put some moisture back into the soil. So we're hoping for that, too. So I hope everything is wonderful in your neck of the woods. We're ending another week, like I said, and I want to thank you for tuning in Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 in the morning. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the most up-to-date, relevant information on the topics that we want to know about, the things that we're concerned about, the things that we are interested in, and maybe some of the topics that we're afraid of, fearful of, scared about, or have been recently diagnosed with some major health problems, and we're trying to learn some alternatives, complements, or maybe get a better understanding of some of those things that we're trying to deal with, you know, in our own healthy journey. I think some people will say that, you know, they've got a lot of stress in their job and all that kind of stuff, and we do. And then we have the amount of stress that we put on ourselves every single day. But, you know, health stress, I think it's one of the worst. I think because there's so much fear involved, there's so much unknown, and even if you're doing a protocol that has been proven, is it going to work for me? What do I do? I'm trying to pick up the slack of 15 years of treating myself badly. And, you know, where do I start? What do I eat? And then we're scared. And it's understandable. So we need to make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can to get as healthy as possible. So I'm going to bring you those tools. And then I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. And they do it right every day. This is a fully packed store with the best of the best products, the highest quality products, highest integrity products, and the companies that think of us first, the consumer. They make sure that we are getting information we need. The products are where they should be. What's in the bottle is what's on the label. Quality, substantial raw sources. And these are the products that Stay Healthy chooses to carry. And I'm so glad about it because they're the companies that I like to talk about. You know, people ask me sometimes, they'll say, I've never heard you talk about this company or that company. Is there something wrong with them? I don't work that way. If I don't really particularly like the process of their formulations or their products, I don't talk about them. And with good reason, it's easier just to work with the companies that are doing it right, you know, rather than just dispel a bunch of negativity. I think we have enough negativity in our world, you know. So for me, what I like to do is just talk about the companies that I think that are working with us, the consumer, the most effectively. Stay Healthy. Make sure that your questions are answered. You have knowledgeable people, great customer service, a full service environment. And you can visit them Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure when you're on their new webpage, which is being updated, it's awesome. It's going to be great. StayHealthyLasVegas.com. Look for the way to enter for a coupon. Just follow the directions right on there. I think you'll be happy about that. And stayhealthylasvegas.com, that's how you get there. And peruse around a little bit. I think you're going to really like it. Also, connected with them on Facebook, you need to make sure you are, for their wonderful information, for their great post, and also for specials and other fun things that they're doing at the store. So give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. They're doing their basket giveaway again this month. It is the Nordic Naturals basket. All you have to do is go in and say, I want to enter to win. You could fill out a slip, and you can get into the drawing for the basket of the munch, which is from Nordic Naturals. So today we're going to talk about, we talked about oils yesterday, we talked about flaxseed oil, we talked about fish oil yesterday. Today we're going to talk about three more oils. I'm going to try to get them in. We're going to talk about coconut oil, we're going to talk about MCT oil, and those two we're going to talk about from Nature's Way, which has been a company that I've dealt with for a very, very long time. And both of their oils are on like super specials at the store, 35% off. And then we're going to be talking about blackseed oil as well. I think probably one of the best buys out there right now is 35% off as well. And Blackseed is getting a ton of attention. So I think that would be great. So let's start with MCT, because it's kind of hard today to read an article, a lot of articles out there on keto. And I think a lot of people still associate MCTs only with keto. But you'd be pleasantly surprised to hear a lot of doctors are now recommending MCT for us older individuals. Oh, I can't believe I got to put myself in that category. But I do, for brain health and for other things, and for parts of the body that just need to be positively lubricated. So let's talk about MCT. MCT is a dietary supplement. It's made up of MCT fats, or medium chain triglycerides, easier just to say MCT, which can be found in coconut oil, palm kernel oil, and even some dairy products. MCT oil is used by a lot of people that are looking to lose weight or boost their endurance during a workout. It also claims the ability to help us with our thinking, as well as various forms of thinking problems. Actually, some studies being done on dementia, and I'd love as those come in to be able to talk about them as well. So, in short, MCT refers to medium-chain triglycerides that sit in the middle of the other type. They are medium-chain, made up of about 6 to 12 carbon atoms. One thing to take away from this is that they're not a fat that stores. They're a fat that burns differently than other, like, long-chain fatty acids, and because they will store more often. These are burned a little bit more, so they're actually used as a source of energy, which is very, very effective. So let's talk a little bit about the brain function, because I think that this is a really big plus, and I think it's something that doesn't get as much information. The Alzheimer Drug Discover Foundation has reported the pros and cons of MCT in respect to brain and memory function. But to what extent are the claims surrounding the MCTs backed up by science? A 2016 review notes in three studies, the brain's take-up of ketones in people with Alzheimer's was the same as in healthy people. In contrast, the brain's take-up of glucose was poorer in those with Alzheimer's. Now, they're saying the nice thing about MCTs is they can improve brain and memory function. They're doing a lot of studies, but people that are using it are having great feedback. And like we talked yesterday about fish oils and about flaxseed oil, one of the best ways of really seeing how well you will do with one of these oils is to try it and see how you do. You know, put it in your smoothie, put it in your juice, put it in your yogurt, and see how you feel. Listen to your body. There's nothing better than reading a scientific study. There's nothing better than having paperwork to back up testing. But how does it work for me? I mean, what am I going to notice? And I think that's why some of these things, you really, truly want to be able to try them and see how you do. Now, energy, another big category with MCT. A lot of people say that the athletes who use it, they are able to endure higher intensity exercise. But what about the rest of us that are just doing maybe moderate amounts of exercise? Do we get the benefit as well? We do. So you don't have to be running a triathlon. So definitely keep that in mind, that it can give you great energy and it can actually make you feel more energetic. We know that during exercise, rising lactate levels can negatively impact an exercise performance. Interestingly, MCTs may help reduce lactate buildup. One study found that athletes who took 6 grams, or about 1.5 teaspoons of MCTs, before their cycling had lower lactate levels and found it easier to exercise. So if we're walking the mall or we're going to the gym and we're doing 30 minutes on a treadmill, maybe on the Stairmaster, maybe some light weights, are we going to get the benefit? Yeah, we are. I know a lot of people that'll mix up a small little smoothie or in some juice or something before. They'll take their MCT before they go to the gym and before they walk around the block, before they walk the mall, and doing well. I have some friends that are in their 60s, late 60s, and they walk their dogs every night for about an hour. And they say that they take a little bit of, they make a small little shake with some protein and some almond milk and some fruit and their MCTs and other things, and they mix it up and they drink that before they go on their walk. Because they said it's about an hour, you know, so that's like an hour's worth of exercise. And they have 4 German Shepherds, so they're not just strolling, they're walking. And they said, we find this to be better than going to the gym. It keeps us in shape and we feel good. But, you know, why not get a little bit more out of it? And I think that's really, really good as well. You know, a lot of other people are seeing studies now on MCTs for bacterial infections and yeast and using it as an antimicrobial and antifungal. Well, we know that coconut oil, which contains a large amount of MCTs, has been shown to reduce the growth of Candida albicans. This is a common yeast that can cause thrush and various skin infections. We know that there, because most of these MCTs are coming from coconut oil, not all of them, but a lot of them, are able to help to suppress the growth of widespread infections and fungus in hospitals. So this is something that's kind of been interesting that has been popping up. You know, when people go in for a surgery at the hospital, a procedure, and they're going to be there for a while, a lot of people ask me what they should use and what can they take in the hospital. I said, well, your vitamins can maybe be limited by some of the medications you're on, but I'm also a big believer in, you know, taking a teaspoon of colloidal silver a couple times a day, taking your probiotics 2-3 times a day, to kind of cut back on infections and give you a little bit more of a chance of being able to stay away from infections that people get in hospitals. You know, things like MRSA and staph and other things, because a lot of people go to hospitals, many of them leave with infections. So those are things that are really important. But it's interesting now how many people are now using MCTs in the hospital setting. And I didn't know this until recently. A friend of mine, her mother was in the hospital for 2 weeks, and every day, morning and night, she would go and she would bring her a little smoothie, and she was putting MCTs in there. She was giving her 2 probiotics, a couple teaspoons of silver every morning and every night. And the weird thing was her floor that her mother was on got sick. And a lot of people on the floor got sick, and her mother did not. And all these rooms had suit up kind of rules on the door where you had to wear masks and gloves and gowns and all that kind of stuff. But her mother's was perfectly fine and she did really well. And by the time she left the hospital, you know, she still was fine. And when she got home, she never got what was there. Now, could it be coincidental? Sure. Could it be her immune system being strong? Absolutely. Could it also be that the silver and the probiotics and the MCTs were making a difference? Yeah, a really good chance. And the thing is, bottom line, didn't hurt her to take them, and she was a little bit more protected because of them. So I think it's a great idea. It's kind of like the idea of going on a long trip, and then, you know, when you're on the plane taking extra colloidal silver, sucking on silver lozenges, taking your probiotics, washing your hands. I mean, I do all that when I travel, just because. Have you been to the airport lately? Oh, my. The germs are everywhere, and starting now till about the middle of March, the germs are just a lot more visible. They're there all year long, don't get me wrong, but in the winter months you see a lot more because of the coughing and the sneezing and the runny nose, and it's just like, it's amazing how much stuff is in the air. You know, recently I watched, late at night I watched the movie Outbreak, which was a really scary movie about how things spread. And there's a scene in there in the movie theater, and they actually show graphics with people coughing and sneezing and all of the spray and the stuff that goes up into the air. And there's, I mean, when you see that, you think to yourself, how can I possibly dodge all of those moist particles and atoms and bacteria and moistness of people's spit and saliva running through the air, because it just goes everywhere. You got 3 or 4 people coughing and the entire air is full of bacteria and viruses and all that stuff. So you can't control it. So we have to get back to think to ourselves, if I could add something like MCT oil and I could get more energy, I might possibly get a little bit of a mental boost. If I can actually get some benefit for my heart and for cholesterol and actually get some lubricating factors and maybe help my blood sugar levels a little bit. You know, there's some really good things there. If I can actually help my immune system to be a little bit stronger, it just makes good sense. I think some of these things that come out to our industry, sometimes they focus a lot on the bodybuilding community. And for the longest times, I know people used to think that protein was only for bodybuilders and athletes. And look at us today. Everybody's supplementing protein today because we don't get good quality protein as much from our diet. And the same thing with MCTs. When it kind of broke, it really kind of centered more on athletes and the exercise community. But that's not really the case, and it never really was. It was just a lack of information and knowledge. Because I have a lot of people that are over 60, up into their 70s, 80s, and 90s using MCT oil every day as a protector and as a balancer. So can anybody use MCT? Yeah, absolutely. And I think it'd be a really good thing to add into your daily regimen. Remember the Nature's Way MCT, 35% off. So definitely check that one out. So let's talk a little bit about coconut oil. Well, coconut oil is something I love to talk about. I love coconut oil. It is a popular oil derived from the meat of matured coconuts. The organic coconut oil from Nature's Way, once again, 35% off. I mean, these are great deals. Marge brings these awesome deals into the store, so it's a great time to stock up and get some of these great quality products. The thing I like about coconut oil is I like it for three different things. I like it topically on my skin because it's wonderful as a topical lubricant for your skin. And if you keep a bottle in your shower and you apply it when your skin is still a little bit moist and hasn't completely dried, you will be absolutely taken back by how incredible your body is. And if you have dry, funky feet, then get yourself a loofah and get yourself a pumice stone and take off that dry skin and start putting coconut oil on your feet every single day. The other thing is, coconut oil is also antifungal, antibacterial, antigermicidal. So people that go to the gym and shower, or you're at the gym and you're at the pool and you get athlete's foot, the great thing about using coconut oil is coconut oil kills a lot of fungus, so it'll kill bacteria on the bottom of your feet. And when you're putting it on your feet, you'll be pleasantly surprised every single day. When you take your socks off, your skin on your feet is amazing. And, you know, if you've got really, really bad feet, one of the best things for you to do is go in and get a pedicure. Let them take all that, rasp all that nasty, dry feet, that the skin and all the gunk and stuff off your feet. Get your toenails done and make sure that your feet are healthy, because when your feet get unhealthy, it really causes a lot of other problems. Think about your foot. Look at the bottom of your foot, that 8, 9, 10 inch, 11 inch, whatever it is, by 3 or 4 inches, and two of those supporting the entire weight of your body. And if you've got dry skin, it's like walking on rocks. If you've got open sores, you need to get them checked. If you have peeling skin and athlete's foot, they're going to itch, they're going to burn. You need to take care of your feet. I tell everybody to go in for a pedicure, men and women. Go in and get them taken care of. If you've never had a pedicure, I got to tell you, it makes a dramatic difference. And you know what? It helps with your stress. It gives you a chance to get off your feet. It helps you relax. And they can do all that stuff that you can't do trying to bend down and you tie yourself in a pretzel to be able to work on your feet. You know what? The first time I went for one, it was really awkward. And when I left, I was like, wow, it felt like I was walking on pillows. My feet were incredible. So, I mean, I will sit down, and this is something I recommend. If you're going to do your feet, do that after you're out of the shower. Sit down in a chair and then lift one foot up at a time and put coconut oil on your feet. Massage it between your toes, rub it into your heels, and then put your socks on. I'm telling you, it makes a dramatic difference. So that's number one. Number two, I'm a huge believer in oil pulling. Now, oil pulling is the removal of bacteria in and around your teeth and your gum line, in your mouth and the roof of your mouth, under and on your tongue, getting bacteria out there. And I recommend that you brush your teeth well. First of all, I recommend you go to the dentist and get a checkup, see how everything is. And then brushing and flossing your teeth. And then what I do is I put about two and a half tablespoons of coconut oil in my mouth. And then I swish it for 12 to 15 minutes. It is not easy. The first time I did it, I was doing it with gusto and just going to town. 3 minutes in, I had a jaw cramp because I was overworking the muscle. So nice. Remember, it's slow and low. Take your time. Just kind of swish it around and do something that you need to do while you're doing it. And when you're done, spit it out. You don't have to. You can swallow coconut oil, but not this. This has a lot of bacteria in it. Just spit it out, and then I usually will brush my teeth over again. This is great for plaque on the teeth. It's great for the gum line. It's great for bacteria. It's great for, you know, helping the sides of the mouth stay moist and help to heal some of those weird areas in the mouth. I recommend oil pulling at least a couple times a month, but I love coconut oil. You can use olive oil too, but coconut oil is really, really a more enjoyable way of oil pulling. So I'm a big believer in that. And number three, using it internally. I love using it in my smoothies. I'll add it to yogurt. I love cooking with it. I love being able to saute. I love using a wok. So I love using coconut oil because it's a high heat oil and stir frying, and it adds a lot of really nice flavor to the food. So vegetables and proteins and all that kind of stuff. It's wonderful as a deep fry oil as well for chicken. I don't talk a lot about fried chicken, but if you're going to make fried chicken, then, you know, do your procedure, whether it's an egg wash, a milk wash, your panko, whatever you're putting on your chicken, but fry it. If you're going to fry it in coconut oil. You'll never have a better tasting chicken. It's amazing. And if you're doing the French fry thing, you know, try it in coconut oil as well. I have to tell you, you know, every once in a while you get the craving for something deep fried. At least do it as healthy as you can. And you'll do that with coconut oil. But, you know, whether you're putting it in your mouth and swishing, whether you're using it for cooking, whether you're helping to, you know, use it on your body for dry, dry skin, it's wonderful. There's a lot of people out there that have chronic dry elbows and knees and feet. I love coconut oil for that. You can use it on psoriasis, eczema, dermatitis, seborrhea. Use it on your scalp for dandruff. You can do hot oil treatments with it on your skin. People forget how wonderful it is topically. But I got to tell you, it's really, really good. And, you know, you can use it every single day. I've used coconut oil in my ears for earaches. I've taken it internally, and it's helped to settle an upset stomach. I know it's great for our liver. It's wonderful for helping with inflammation. It helps with digestion. It also helps to kind of help with dry skin internally as well as topically. It's also good for people that have a tendency to have a very hard stool. The extra oil is very lubricating and kind of makes things slide out a little bit more. It can be applied topically for hemorrhoids. You know, people use it as a reducer for inflammation. You can do that as well. Good things with coconut oil. And, you know, the more that you experience, the more that you try it, the more things you're going to find that are very, very beneficial. Do I have anybody that I don't think should take it? No, not really. I mean, unless you absolutely hate coconut, or maybe you have an allergy to coconut, you might want not to use it. Somebody just chimed in and she said that she had burned herself at the stove last week. And she didn't have anything to grab, and she had coconut oil, so she just put coconut oil all over the back of her hand where she had burned herself with some oil. And let me see. Oh, she said it only took a couple minutes to take out the sting, and she goes, and the redness was gone in about an hour. She goes, so I applied it a couple more times. By the next morning, you couldn't even tell that I was burned. A lot of people do use it to help to speed up wound healing. I have a friend that is a huge believer in coconut oil, and she had surgery, and she actually put it on her wound, and her wound healed beautifully. I've never used it that way, but, you know, it's a healing oil, you know, and I have another friend that has terrible atopic dermatitis, and we finally got him to change his diet. He's eating a Mediterranean diet with a lot of fish and internal oils now, a lot of fish oil, flaxseed oil, takes MCT oil, a lot of that good stuff. But he's been using coconut oil on his skin, and it has made a dramatic difference. A great way of helping him manage his dermatitis. And his doctor, his skin physician, his dermatologist, who's also a surgeon, said, whatever you're doing, keep it up. He goes, it hasn't looked this good in years. And he agrees that the internal diet as well as the topical are working hand in hand, as do I. Because there isn't just a magic wand. You know, sometimes you have to change the things that you're doing to be able to make some differences. And Oh, here's another one. It says, Jeff, I had a reoccurrence of candida about 6 months ago. I came in to stay healthy and got the cleanse, the Candestroy, took 3 boxes of it, changed my diet to a mono diet that you put me on many years ago, which was chicken and fish and green vegetables and salad. And that's it. No sugar, no carbohydrates of any kind, and about a gallon of water a day. And the coconut oil, I was taking 3 to 4 tablespoons a day, and it made a dramatic difference. I was completely clear, and after 90 days, I had no symptoms. And my urologist said whatever I did was amazing and actually wrote it down. So, oh, and I dropped 18 pounds along the way as well. Well, that's cool. People use things for different things. And, you know, when I talked about this yesterday, when you're using something for a specific reason, and you get benefits in other areas that you had no idea that you possibly could, those radiated benefits, I love that. I love it because it's just an unexpected gift of your body getting benefit in a completely different area. And what's wrong with that? I think it's great. I think it's wonderful that we can do that. So keeping in mind coconut oil, I think you're going to find coconut oil to be very, very effective, whether you're swishing it around your mouth for oil pulling, whether you're using it under your eyes for some dry area, or putting it on your face after a mask, or doing a hot oil treatment on your hair and wearing a shower cap and leaving it on all night, really to condition the scalp, whether you're putting it on all over your body, on your knees and everything, and sitting down after a shower and putting it on the bottoms of your feet. Recommending it to your kids, you know, because a lot of them get athlete's foot when they're athletic, you know, having them, you know, take a shower and put some coconut oil on their feet. I think that they'll be benefiting as well, and great for cuticles, around the cuticle. So a lot of external areas besides all the wonderful internal benefits of coconut oil. Do I think everybody should be adding a couple tablespoons to their smoothie every day? Yeah. I think you should be taking fish oil and flaxseed oil and all these oils and MCT oils and all this. I think we need good oil. I mean, we need to lubricate our bodies. We are dry and blowing away. Our skin is dry. Our joints are dry. Our bowel movements are all dry. We have dry mouth problems. We've got dry skin. I mean, we are drying up from the inside, dry, brittle hair. And what do? We do everything topically. We use conditioners on our hair with oils to make it manageable. We use lotions on our skin topically. You know, and that's perfectly fine. But, you know, all of that stuff, hair, skin, nails, all of it, grows from the inside out. And if the inside is more well lubricated, more hydrated with plenty of water, and more protected with lots of good antioxidant rich food, what you see outwardly is going to be reflected in what you're doing internally. So that's very, very important. So MCT oil, coconut oil, both organic from Nature's Way, 35% off at Stay Healthy. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to jump into black seed oil. This is a fun one. You're going to like this oil as well. Don't go away. More of these great oils coming your way right after the break.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprosin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprosin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprosin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprosin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprosin. Toprosin is available at Stay Healthy 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprosin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprosin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Name your most prized possession. Is it your home, your luxury car, or maybe it's your 300-foot-long yacht you take out on the weekend? Truth is, none of these are the right answer. Your most prized possession is your health. Think about it. When your stomach's upset, you can't enjoy anything. Not your home, your car, or even relaxing on your yacht. Take care of yourself with Natron's Healthy Trinity, the probiotic supplement designed to keep your digestive system in balance. Natron is the probiotic pioneer. It established the probiotic category in the health food industry. Healthy Trinity is doctor recommended, hospital accepted, and improves the quality of your life. Natron Healthy Trinity is the premier probiotic, helping with regularity, occasional indigestion, upset stomach, and embarrassing gas. Healthy Trinity works.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Smith's Town and Country Center.
I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to bring your questions with you because you get to work with the most knowledgeable staff, giving the best customer service. And because they're up to date and relevant and educated with great information, you're going to walk out with great peace of mind this time around. Let's face it, we've all tried different things, trying to get healthy, be healthy, and to stay healthy. Sometimes we've done our homework. Sometimes we haven't. Sometimes we've been successful. Many times we haven't. And when you're not successful, even though it may be your fault for not doing your homework and not asking questions and just grabbing something off a shelf because you heard somebody talking about it, it doesn't mean that you're going to be successful with your healthy journey. So take the time, ask a couple questions, make sure that this is still a way you should be going. And if it is, at least you've got a place to check and balance with, because that's the great thing about Stay Healthy. It becomes your one-stop full-service location. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. And they got the best of the best products, so you're not going to make a mistake. Well, yesterday we talked about fish oil and flaxseed oil. We talked about Barlean's, and we talked about all the oils available, the capsules, the liquids, the seriously delicious products all available. Today we're talking about MCT oil. We talked about coconut oil, both of those organic, special from Nature's Way, 35% off on both of those. And now we're going to talk about black seed oil. Now, black seed, B-L-A-C-K, not F-L-A-X, so this is black seed oil. Little background on black seed oil, which has been around a long time. Black seeds are also known as black caraway, black cumin, kalonji, and also black onion seeds. They come from Nigella sativa, which is a very small plant with pale purple, blue, or white flowers that grow in Eastern Europe and Western Asia and even the Middle East. People have used the tiny black seeds of the fruits of the Nigella sativa as a remedy for thousands of years. And that's the thing. It's not new. It's been around a long time. These seeds can also flavor curries and pickles and bread in a similar way to cumin or oregano. Now, black seed oil contains thymoquinone. Now, this is an antioxidant and also an anti-inflammatory compound and found to be very, very effective. Now, you can actually apply this oil topically. Most people use it internally because they're trying to get the benefits. So let's talk about some of the benefits of black seed oil. A lot of research is showing that it's very, very effective for helping people that are trying to lose weight. A systematic review published in the Journal of Diabetes and Metabolic Disorders found that black seed oil could be effective in helping us tackle obesity. So people do use it for that. A lot of people also use it for skin conditions, things like eczema, acne, psoriasis, and you can use it topically, but it's really, really effective if you use it internally. So definitely keep that in mind. We know there's a lot of diabetics that are using black seed oil. A journal in an article in the Journal of Endocrinology and Metabolism says that black seed oil may have anti-diabetic properties and improve blood sugar levels. They used a lot of this in animal models, so they're doing more research. But, you know, if you could try something that's going to make a difference, I mean, when you're diabetic, what are you trying to do? You're trying to get your blood sugar stable. You're trying to get it under control so that your body is balancing the blood sugar and insulin balance. And if you can do that with diet and you can do that with supplements and you can put that sugar back in balance, that's what we're trying to do. But we only know if we're going to be able to try to do it is when we try to do it. So we definitely need to, you know, share these things with your doctor and let them know that you're trying to try something different. They're not a big believer in using it for pregnant and breastfeeding women unless they approve it with their doctor. So if you're using black seed oil and you are pregnant or breastfeeding, make sure that you speak with your physician to make sure that they're aware of what it is and in your condition if you're a candidate. All right, let's talk a little bit more about black seed. Let me see. When you see black seed, you hear a lot about phytochemicals. Phytochemicals in black seed are a very powerful threat, and studies show together or individually they have impressive effects against pathogens and diseases and even some of the inflammatory conditions that we're dealing with, and they also help to protect our organs. So black seed oil is quite amazing. The black seed oil, the 8-ounce bottle is 35% off as well, so definitely keep it in mind. They've got one of the best prices on black seed oil anywhere, so definitely keep that in mind. A lot of people go to Stay Healthy primarily for oils, but while they're there, they find out how well-priced everything else is and end up doing all their shopping there. So every time I'm there, I'll hear somebody say, you know, I just paid like $15 more for this, and well, you know, you need to come to Stay Healthy and check it out and see what they're doing. We know that black seed oil can help to protect the skin. It's wonderful for helping to use topically on cuts. You can use it on little abrasions. And you can also use it topically on things like eczema. But I do recommend using it internally as well, because remember, like I just said a couple minutes ago, all the skin and all the healthiness of the skin, the hair and the nails starts on the inside. Now, this is something that I wasn't familiar with until recently, that black seed oil contains an antihistamine called nigellone, which research shows helps to help with androgenic alopecia or alopecia areata, which is hair loss, and conditions that result in that hair loss situation. Black seed oil may improve scalp health, reduce inflammation, increase the strength of the hair follicles. In addition, the skin calming effects may help the itching and flaking of dandruff. And that was something new that I had not heard about, but the more I researched it, I found out that there's a lot of really, really good research. Now, we previously were talking about things like colloidal silver and probiotics and MCT and coconut oil, using it in the hospital. There's some studies now talking about how black seed oil combats MRSA. Black seed oil has the ability to fight bacterial infections, even drug resistance ones like MRSA, a staph infection that resists traditional antibiotics. Black seed oil is naturally antimicrobial and antibacterial. Studies show that black seed oil has an inhibitory effect on MRSA. It can also destroy unhealthy cells such as bacteria. You know, maybe we need to add some black seed oil to our hospital regimes as well. So I think that's quite effective. I think a lot of these oils, what happens is when you use them, you're going to find your own success path and you're going to see what they're doing for you. Like, I know people that use black seed oil for cholesterol. There are studies that show regular consumption of black seed oil can help lower LDL cholesterol. The bad cholesterol, black seed powder, as opposed to the oil, was shown to increase HDL cholesterol and the good cholesterol. The good news is those with high blood cholesterol, a reduction of LDL and an increase of HDL correlates with a reduced risk of heart disease, stroke, and heart attack. So that's good stuff to know. Because, you know, a lot of us use things like flaxseed oil and fish oil. You know, if my smoothie gets any more stuff in it, and I think that I understand that we all want to do good things. And I just want to make sure that you are aware that there's a lot of oils to use. This text just came in. It says, Jeff, you think your smoothies are crazy? Oh, and she's sending me a list. Oh, I just see it. Protein powder, MCT oil, black seed oil, fish oil, flaxseed oil, chia seeds, ground flax, fruit, protein powder, almond milk, and ice cubes. Wow. I mean, but how could you be anything but great with that? You know what I mean? How could you be anything but really doing and feeling good during the day? You know, people will tell me every single day once they start getting on their smoothies or they dress up their yogurts in the morning with their oils and protein and stuff like that, how much better they feel. I just think when you eat a fast food breakfast and you just pound down a bunch of coffee and you're slamming down donuts and all this kind of sugar, that you're going to have that 10 o'clock crash, 10:30 crash. And then people want more of the sodas and the coffee and the sugar because they're trying to get their strength up until they have their lunch. And most of the time they're eating way too much because they're really hungry and they're eating foods that give them no energy and stamina. So no, I don't think that that's an issue with us using a lot of these oils every single day. I think that's something we should consider. So I think that that's something that a lot of us are going to start looking into. Now, somebody just asked, they said, I throw a tablespoon of olive oil in with my other oils in my smoothie. Is that okay? Yeah. I mean, you put olive oil like in your salad dressing. Why can't you throw it in your smoothie? Sure. Olive oil is very healthy. It's very nutritious and it's good for you. Coconut oil is another one to throw in your smoothie. And, you know, if you're eating the kind of a diet like a Mediterranean diet and you're getting beautiful oils and fish and olive oils and you're using fish oil and flaxseed oil and then you bring in MCT and black seed and coconut and all these beautiful oils, you're going to be healthier for it. You're going to be lubricating your skin. Your skin is going to reflect it very easily. Oh, here's something that I wanted to pass on. It says, Jeff, I tried an experiment about 2 months ago, and my skin has not looked this good since I was a teenager. I throw in my almond milk and my protein like I've always done in my fruit, but I also use a tablespoon of coconut oil, a tablespoon of fish oil, a tablespoon of flaxseed oil. I just started adding MCT oil, and I put in my scoop of collagen powder. So I have this every single morning. My skin is rocking. I can't believe the difference. I had some dry patches. I don't. I had some dry skin areas around the body. They're gone. My joints feel better. I'm walking. I'm not having as much joint pain. It's probably from all the oils. And I've just switched over 100% to a Mediterranean diet. I'm going to be 55 years old, and I don't look anywhere near it, but I was feeling it for a long time. There you go. You know, that's awesome. That's great. You know, we have control over a lot of the things that have to do with our health. Obviously, there's things we don't have any control with. Obviously, there's things that we're not going to be able to change on our own, and we're not going to be able to take up a war against some of the things that are coming at us, because those are just things we have to learn how to dodge and how to protect ourselves against. I mean, that's where the wrapping ourselves in like a protective bubble wrap comes in. It's like flu and cold season. Can you control the germs coming at you? No. Can you control how your body reacts? Possibly. Can you make your body healthier and stronger? Yep. You can absolutely do that. Is this something we should do? Yeah, it is. But, you know, little things that we talk about here, like drinking 8 to 10 glasses of water a day, you don't think it's that big of an issue till you do it for a couple weeks and you find out that you're healthier in your skin, your urinary tract is healthier, your stools are being released a lot easier with more moisture and no straining, and you just feel better, you feel more full, you're not overeating, you don't feel tired and listless because you're hydrated. Little tiny things. Usually the things we should already be doing, but sometimes a friendly reminder, a little cattle prod to get us going in the right area, can make a dramatic difference in our overall health. I mean, how many of you out there are eating your 7 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables per day? No way. Very few. Even some of the vegetarians that I know are not eating that much. So green powders have picked up the slack, so we're using those. You know, to pick up the slack, do I still think you need to eat plenty of fruits and vegetables? Yes, I do. And I think that getting them into your diet is a great thing. I think using your smoothies is a great way, too, because you can put a lot of fruit and vegetables in there. Have you tried in your smoothie throwing in some avocado? You want to talk about a creamy smoothie? Have you thought about throwing in things like cilantro and parsley and celery and different kinds of vegetables in there? Because you can grind them up in there and they're in the smoothie. And, you know, you can get 4 or 5 servings of your vegetables in your smoothie in the morning out of the way before you even leave the day. I mean, how cool is that? You know, but we don't think about it. We just think of vegetables mostly as a side dish with our main meal or what we put in our salad. And if you're using iceberg lettuce, don't add that one to the positive pro list because there's nothing in it to count. It's nothing more than just some green water. So don't worry about that at all. Just move over to the things like green leaf lettuce or romaine lettuce and spinach and things that actually have value. I have a friend every morning and she has one of those Vitamixers, and she throws in there, I mean, tons of spinach, and she throws in beans and celery and zucchini and tomatoes, and she throws all this stuff in, and she gets probably 5 to 7 servings of vegetables out of the way in the morning, and then she'll throw in an apple and some berries to kind of give it a sweet flavor. She drinks it every day. And then she'll stir in some protein into it. And many days she'll add her oils to it once it's already blended. I mean, what a great day. And I'll tell you what, she's in her 60s and looks like she's in her 40s. And she's been doing this for a long time. And do you think she'll stop doing it? No. There's no way she's going to stop doing it because she looks and feels incredible. So when it comes to these oils, whether it's the MCT oil you're using for energy or you're using it to kind of help your brain to think a little bit better, a lot of us at many stages of our life now are trying to get our brains to work a little bit more effectively. You know, if you're older and you're in the senior category, which I would say 55 and older, I think a lot of us are using MCT oil because we want benefits, but we want some of that brain health benefit as well. Coconut oil, remember, antifungal, antibacterial, antigermicidal, lubricating both internally and topically on your scalp, on your face, on your skin, on your feet, on your elbows and knees, everywhere, swishing it around your mouth for 12 to 15 minutes, doing something called oil pulling to remove bacteria and gunk and junk underneath the gum line. Slow swishing, remember, nice and slow. Otherwise, your jaw will cramp, and then you'll be, because you're going to try to do it with gusto the first time. Everybody does, so I'm going to slow you down so you don't end up in what happened to me. My jaw actually cramped up. It was awful. So now when I do it, I just kind of swish and take my time. You know, just kind of move it from side to side and swish it under the gum line and gargle a little bit with it and spit it out after 12 to 15 minutes. You know, so that's amazing. Hot oil treatments on your hair. A nice thing to do is to blend a little bit of olive oil and coconut oil together and warm that oil slightly. And when it's, you know, warm and not hot and just barely warm, massage it into your scalp and comb it through and then wrap your hair up in a shower cap and just wear it at night. Let all those beautiful oils moisten your scalp and release all those dry skin areas and make your hair feel better, and then shampoo it out in the morning. But that's something to do. And these oils are great for it. Remember the black seed oil? You know, benefits in so many different areas, from blood sugar to the weight to bacterial to healing. These are great oils. You know, and these oils have been talked about and used in parts of the world, I mean, forever. I mean, black seed oil, thousands of years. Coconut oil has been part and a staple of, you know, the islands, the tropical islands, for years, hundreds of years. And the coconut oil, the meat, is a very big part of the staple of the diet. You know, so these are great oils. All of these are organic. They're all 35% off at Stay Healthy. What a great time to try this. And maybe it'll finally get you into the routine of having a smoothie or dressing up your yogurt every morning. You can use plain yogurt and add these oils and throw in your fruit and throw in things like chia seeds and ground flax, maybe some walnuts, you know, and dress it up. Two people just asked me, can they throw their turmeric powder in there? Sure, because you're actually mixing it with some fat. You'll get a little bit of benefit out of it, because most of the time turmeric powder is just a spice. It adds seasoning, it adds flavor, and I love using it. I throw it in stir fries. But if I'm going to throw it in stir fries, I also add some coconut oil in there, so I get some oil mixed with it. That does help a little bit, but primarily I use it for a spice and a seasoning. If I want turmeric, I take turmeric, either in tablets or chewables or capsules or tinctures. You know, so I kind of go that way. But if I want turmeric powder, in my mind, it's like salt, pepper, turmeric. You know, it's a seasoning. So hopefully you'll try some of these oils. I hit on these oils this week because I wanted to give you the gamut of what's available, you know, be it flaxseed oil or fish oil or MCT oil or coconut oil or black seed oil. Beautiful, beautiful oils. And I think the idea that these oils have not been talked about to their full potential bothers me, but that's where I come in, and I'm going to talk about them. Because I think that we need to talk about these beautiful oils. So go to Stay Healthy. Ask for the oils. Nature's Way is the brand of the MCT and the coconut oil. Black seed oil as well. These are great oils. And you know what? Give them a try. Take advantage of the great discount. And if you have any questions, make sure you ask the folks that are there. They can answer your questions. They always can answer your questions. Stay Healthy's been around a long time. They're Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. And they're in their fourth decade. So they've been doing this for a long time, and they've been making strides and really have made a name for themselves because of the fact that they know that having information, having quality products from quality companies to choose from is going to add to the success of the consumer trying to get healthy. I mean, it's terrible to say, but it's not just in this industry. It's in all industries. There's great products, and then there's bad products. There's really good things, and then there's garbage that's out there. There's people that do the studies and do all the work and all the formulating, and there's people that try to jump on their research, whatever inferior product they're using, and try to say it's exactly the same, and it's not. You know, so we have to know, you know, what companies to talk with, what companies to try, what brands to gravitate toward. And doing it on our own is kind of rough. But going to Stay Healthy, they can show you what's available. They may show you five different whole food multiple vitamins, but they're from the five best companies that are out there putting out the highest quality products. So are you going to make a mistake? No. Is one of them probably going to be the best for you and the other ones are going to be really good, but there's going to be one that's going to be superior? Probably. But at least you're choosing from the best of the best, and you're not going to lose any time or money or energy while you're experimenting and trying the best one for you. And they're going to help you with that. And that's the foundation that Stay Healthy is built on. You know, an education-based store that's been around a long time to make sure that people have the information they need to make better, wiser, healthier, more decisive decisions about their good health. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturdays from 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to become part of the Stay Healthy family. Go in the store, get to know these amazing people. You're going to love them. And you can also go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, find the section for the new coupon, and follow the directions. And before you know it, you can print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. And also, make sure to give them a thumbs up on Facebook. It's a great way to stay connected with great posts, store information, updates in the industry, health breaking news, as well as also talking about specials and things that are going on within the store. So give them a thumbs up on Facebook. While you're on Facebook, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and click on my page. I also answer your questions right on my Facebook page. And I kind of post things that I think are all good for us. Some of them are reminders. Some of it is new information. Some of it is a little lighter and a little humorous, but I want to stay in touch with us because it gives you another platform to email me and message me so we can stay in touch and I can answer questions for you as well. So definitely keep that one in mind. So remember, you want to tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, and you want to make sure that you check out my Facebook in the morning because I will post the hour before what the topic is going to be. So let's say you got a busy morning and you're like, oh, God, Jeff's going to be talking about healthy oils today. I really need to hear this, but I have a meeting. At least you know what I talked about. Now you can go to my webpage, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my incredible producer, because all my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. So you go to my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, click on archive. And then what you could do is download that show that you wanted to hear live, but you couldn't, or maybe you heard part of it, then you had to go to a meeting. You can listen to it when it's convenient for you. I love podcasts. It's awesome. It allows us every day to be able to have great information at our fingertips. So have a great weekend. Do something great. Do something wonderful just for you, and check out these oils. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.